Good morning, Moose FM.
Hi, it's Josh. All right.
Josh from England?
It is, yeah.
How you doing? Wonderful to hear from you. So it worked. You managed to get through.
Yeah, sorted. I've just had a look. It wasn't on that other app. It was on, I don't know what it's called. Planet Numbers, it's called. It says make free calls to Canada right now. So I've just done that, and it's worked straight up, so.
Well, that's fantastic. Because, you know, just to explain to the audience, we've been chatting via email, and we're thinking of trying to do some kind of a phone call because that would be fun. But it's really, really expensive, generally speaking. So this is some sort of free service you were able to tap into?
Yeah, it's just called planetnumbers.co.uk. I've managed to, it says to dial a number that's sort of UK-based. Well, then plus 001 and then your number, so sorted it.
Well, this is fantastic. Glad you did. So, Josh, you not only live in England, but you listen from work typically. Now, we're fairly early in the morning here. About it's going to be 10 to 8 when this goes to air. What time is it where you are?
At the minute, it is 12:19, so midday noon.
Okay, so we're not keeping you awake or anything like that, although we probably should. Now, you've mentioned, and I've read your emails on the air, sometimes it gets a wee bit boring at work. What do you do?
I work in insurance. I work with an insurance broker. Obviously, with the COVID restrictions at the minute, I'm working from home, so it's a bit bit boring at home, not being able to speak to anybody or whatever. I just sort of tend to stick on, obviously, Moose and listen away. It's good. I really enjoy it. So,
well, it's absolutely brilliant that you decided to strike up a conversation with somebody 3,300 miles away. Now, we should explain, though, how is it that you came to listen to our station?
It's a bit of a funny one, really. Obviously, I mentioned in that first email to you that our cousin's living in Canada, in Cochrane, but it's a different Cochrane. So on... the one I thought it was, they live in Alberta. I think finding the radio station is better. It's better than any radio station over here. It's actually playing the sort of tunes I listen to, really. I know I'm only sort of young, but at least it's... the tunes I listen to are mainly because of my parents, you know, like 80s, 70s sort of stuff. So the music that you play fits right into what I listen to, so...
Well, that's fantastic. May I ask, you mentioned that you're young. How old are you?
I'm 21.
21, okay, that's pretty young. I'm 50, so by comparison, you'd be on the young side. And where where you live, are there a lot of radio stations?
Not specifically right near to me. There's a town that's about probably, say, 20 miles away that has one. But that's sort of BBC, so the big dog in terms of radio, BBC and television and everything. They sort of have them dotted about the country. That's the one that's closest to me. But then obviously you get reached to London, Manchester, all the big cities that are around us. Obviously it's never too far in the UK because it's a small country. So we're able to sort of get most radio stations around us anyway. So
you accidentally started listening to this station... because you have relatives who live in Cochrane, Alberta, and you thought that this was that. And that's very understandable. People do that all the time, Josh. Don't feel bad, okay? It's...
Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, on the map on this planet, not planet radio, it's, what's it called? Radio Garden. On the map on there, it said it was in Calgary near Alberta and everything like that, so... I thought, well, I was listening to the right one, and then I logged on to it yesterday morning, and it had moved. I couldn't find it, so I went into my favourites because I'd put it in my favourites, and it shifted me right the way over across into Ottawa and that way. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe they've made a mistake, and I zoomed in on the map and obviously saw that it says Cochrane, so sort of got a bit confused by it. But then obviously I put two and two together and worked it out that I'm not listening to the same Cochrane as I thought it was.
There you go. Oh, that happens. That happens a lot. And the funny thing is, we've even had people from Alberta phone here trying to, because maybe the guy in their station in Alberta said something interesting and they wanted to inquire further, and they call me for it. It's really quite interesting. So you're in insurance, you work for a broker, and it's really, really boring. You're 21 years old. Do you have goals beyond insurance?
I mean, like I said to you in the email the other day, I'm in an apprenticeship at the minute. So obviously working towards qualifications in the insurance industry. So I would like to sort of pursue that a bit further. The only reason it's boring is because I'm at home, really. I like being in the office with you know, colleagues and everything, and actually being able to speak to them, and rather than being a phone call. It's better to sort of sit with people and actually see customers face-to-face when they come in and inquire about it. But, yeah, it can be a bit boring sitting at home because you never feel like you switch off. You know, I work 9 till 5 and get a break at, well, I'm on my break now, between 12 and 12:45. And then at 5 o'clock I finish and, you know, go make tea or go and just sit down and rest. But obviously with being at home, it doesn't ever feel like you finish work as such.
Oh, I hear you, Josh. I work alone too, and it can be a bit of a grind, can't it?
It can, yeah. It gets to you sometimes, but you gotta put a smile on, and we'll be through these tough times soon. So,
for sure. Now, did you say, I remember in one of your emails, you'd mentioned June 21st as a significant date.
Yeah. The sort of government have laid out what they've called a roadmap, basically, of how we're going to recover from this the second wave and bring the cases down, etc. Obviously, they're going down gradually now. They're sort of down from, I think at the second peak was up around 60,000 cases per day, which is, you know, quite a lot. And the deaths were quite high, but now they're coming down. Obviously, there's still too many happening every day, and it's not great. But as I think it's the 28th of March, you can start to sort of meet people outdoors. But only one person, and it's not just for exercise. You can meet them now for exercise, but obviously you have to stay 2 meters apart. You don't have to wear a mask, but because you're outdoors, basically. But as of the 28th, you can meet people just to sort of sit on a bench and stuff like that. Some of the examples they used. And then there's a further date on in April, which you can meet 6 people outdoors for sort of general, whatever you want to do, really. But obviously stay social distanced and make sure everything is, you know, to COVID restrictions.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you've had COVID. How was it?
I don't think I had it as bad as I could have done, really. The main sort of symptoms, I didn't have a cough as such, thankfully. It was just more fatigue and, like, general lethargicness, really. Laid up in bed for 10 days. But at the end of the day, you've got to do your part, haven't you? If you got it, stay away from as many people as you can. I stayed in my bedroom the whole time. I didn't even go. Well, I obviously had to go to the bathroom and whatnot, but never stepped foot further down the stairs or into anybody else's bedroom. So, yeah.
Are you living at home? Are you married?
Yeah, I'm living at home. Still with my mum. Her partner and my brother. So, yeah, it just is what it is at the end of the day.
I hear you. Yeah, I thought SARS-1 was bad. This thing's pretty wild. So...
I'm a bit too young to remember that one, I think.
Now, it must be a little bit odd for you. I mean, it seems that most folks don't imagine themselves to have an accent. And yet, of course, all of us do. When you listen to me or to our station, is it a little hard to grab what's being said?
Not really. Obviously, I understand English, so that helps. But to be fair, an accent to me, there's so many diverse ones around me. Even sort of, you travel 15 miles away from my town, you get such a different accent to mine. You go a bit further up towards Liverpool and Manchester, they have significantly different accents. So a difference in accent isn't really something that is hard for me to pick up on.
Now, where exactly are you?
It's a little town called Market Drayton. Probably definitely went a third of it. It's sort of in between what I tend to say for people that don't really know the UK or wouldn't know the town, is sort of in between Liverpool, Manchester and Birmingham, okay. And then sort of sandwiched in between Birmingham and Wales, sort of way.
Okay.
We're very close to the Welsh border, so.
Right on. Very good. Well, Josh, do you have any questions for us here in Canada? Anything you've ever wondered about? You're actually talking to a Canadian.
Yeah. Obviously, it's such a different, sounds stupid to say, such a different country, really. Obviously, I keep hearing you with your weather updates and everything, and you say minus 10, a high of minus 10. I don't think it's ever been that cold over here. I don't know how you withstand it. How do you do it?
How do we handle it? Well, the thing is, we wear clothing that's appropriate. We have very good heaters in our cars, sometimes additional heaters called block heaters that allow us to plug the engine in overnight to keep it warm so that it starts well in the morning. And our homes are extremely well insulated and heated. So you kind of get by. We really don't go around freezing, in truth.
No, that's good then. I think if it dips below freezing here, everybody goes into a panic and...
Now, they said, by reputation, England tends to be kind of wet. Do you have a lot of rain?
Yeah, you can't get away from it. It'll be a sunny day. We have an expression sometimes, British weather, you can have four seasons in a day. Mm-hmm. You start the day off, beautiful sunshine, you think, it's going to be a nice day. And then within an hour, 2 hours, a load of cloud rolls in. It'll start chucking it down with rain. Then it'll go sunny again. And then you'll get, like, gusty winds, and you can never predict. So you go outside, say, in the middle of June, well, not so much in June, really, it's quite dry then, but say, like, April or May time, you go outside, you have a barbecue or something like that, and then you pack the rain gone in within 2 hours because it's raining again. So you never really know where you stand, but, you know, you get used to it after a while.
No kidding. Now, you're 21, which means you're old enough to remember when the world used to be free and normal. Do you think we're really going to be able to bounce back from this whole COVID thing post June 21st? Or are we always going to be kind of COVID-y from now on?
I think we will. I'm quite a positive person by nature, really. You look at all these events that have happened over the past 100 years, for example, even, say, the Spanish flu back, I think it was 1914 or something like that.
1918, yeah.
1920, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you look at how people have dealt with that, and obviously that was a pandemic. People ended up, obviously, a lot of deaths due to not many medical advances back then. You see us now so medically advanced. You've got all these vaccines coming out in such a short space of time. I think people will sort of tend to... It'll become the new normal. Like with the flu, for example, they've reduced the flu vaccine over here to the over 50s now. So anybody over 50 is eligible to get one. And I think they'll just sort of find a way to incorporate the vaccine in with that, and everybody just have to sort of get their jab every year, just as a booster, really.
Now, have you been vaccinated?
I haven't, no. I'm not opposed to being. But the way the government are doing it is sort of, they've gone from the most the clinically extremely vulnerable, they call it, and the elderly, so like your 80, 85, 90 plus people, and then they're sort of working their way down. But they're down to the, I think it's 65 to 70 now, because my nan's gone for hers today, actually, just as a reminder. She's gone for hers today, and... Yes, so they're slowly weaning it down. I think they went over 20 million vaccinations. I think it was just the start of, might have been Saturday.
And forgive me, I'm just going to make sure I'm understanding you. Your nan is your grandma?
Grandmother, yeah, sorry.
Okay,
yeah,
yes.
That's my terminology, sorry.
No, that's okay, just checking.
My grandmother. Yeah, my grandmother. They've all had it now. She was the youngest out of the four grandparents I've got, so... She's had hers, and she should be okay. So, yeah, I think it's going. I think we will return to somewhat normality. Yeah.
So you, and I'm trying to recall what you said, because I asked you this through email and I just don't remember. Have you visited Canada?
I haven't, no. I've always wanted to. Obviously, with the family being over there, it would be a help if I was to go over there. I wouldn't have to really pay for accommodation, I don't think. But everybody that I know that's been there has always given it a positive review, from obviously Alberta that sort of way, to sort of Vancouver, and then even the opposite side, you know, Toronto and Montreal, all those sort of cities there, they've always given it a glowing review. So I'd love to go and visit it, just experience the world a bit more, really.
Well, if you ever decide to drop by Cochrane in the province of Ontario, I should mention Ottawa is the capital of Canada. Ontario is the province. We have a guest room, and you'd certainly be welcome to it.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. If I do ever come over, I'll bear that in mind. I'll have to drop you an email or give you another call using this app or something like that, just to let you know.
Which was going to be my last question, because I got to get back to doing my thing. Can you use this app repeatedly, or is it like a one-time deal?
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, I think it's just, as far as I'm aware, let me just have a look on what this says. It says simply dial this number, plus 001, and then the Canadian number, which is obviously your number. No sign-up or registration required. Totally free to call for customers that have an inclusive call package, which I do. So, yeah, call Canada free anytime, any day.
Well, Josh, thank you very, very much for calling. This, I think, has got to be the most fun interview I've done, like, ever.
Oh, that's good. That's an honor.
Well, it's my first international call, and our listeners are going to love the accent.
Oh, God. Anytime I speak to somebody from that sort of way, it's the first thing that they always bring up. I don't mind it at all. It's obviously a well-known thing, isn't it? A British accent sort of thing. So, yeah.
Well, Josh, thanks again. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, mate. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye.